And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the printer Giambattista Bodoni, born in Saluzzo, Italy, 1740, who designed almost 300 typefaces, and his typeface Bodoni, still available on almost any word processing program. It's the birthday of Henry Adams, Boston, 1838, the grandson of John Quincy Adams. He decided he did not want to go into politics, instead became a political journalist and a historian, and then wrote his autobiography, The Education of Henry Adams. It was on this day in the year 600, Pope Gregory the Great declared, "God bless you," to be the correct thing you should say after someone sneezes. It was thought that sneezing was an omen of death. The plague was at its height in Europe, and as the plague spread across Europe, this idea of saying, "God bless you," when people sneeze, spread. It survived to this day. It's the birthday of a novelist who said, "For me to do well at anything, I have to work harder than other people." That was Richard Ford, born in Jackson, Mississippi, 1944. His father was a traveling salesman. Father died of a heart attack when the boy was 16. Ford was sent to live with his grandparents, who ran a hotel in Arkansas. He went off to Michigan State to study hotel administration, spent a semester doing that, then switched to literature. He said, "When I read Faulkner's Absalom, Absalom, the first novel I ever read, it just took me over. It left me with a reverence for literature which does not require an encyclopedic knowledge. I read what I read really closely. People always know more than I do, but what I know, I know." He was 34 when he published his first novel, A Piece of My Heart. He wrote a few novels that did not sell all that well, and so his wife, Christina, suggested that he try writing about someone who was happy for a change. And he came up with a sports writer named Frank Bascom. Richard Ford had been a sports writer, so he created Frank Bascom, living in New Jersey. He wrote The Sports Writer. It was a big success in 1986, followed by Independence Day, The Lay of the Land, and Let Me Be Frank with You. Richard Ford, who said, "I believe that a piece of imaginative work is better when it bears the least resemblance to its maker." Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, The Danger of Wisdom. "We learn to live without passion, to be reasonable. We go hungry amid the giant granaries this world is. We store up plenty for when we are old and mild. It is our strength that deprives us. Like Keats, listening to the doctor who said the best thing for tuberculosis was to eat only one slice of bread and a fragment of fish each day. Keats starved himself to death because he yearned so desperately to feast on Fanny Brawn. Emerson and his wife decided to make love sparingly in order to accumulate his passion. We are taught to be moderate, to live intelligently." A poem by Jack Gilbert, The Danger of Wisdom, from The Dance Most of All, published by Knopf and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.